After charges that Syria attacked its citizens with chemical weapons last month, President Obama is asking Congress to approve his plan for military strikes on Syria. But many Americans oppose military action, and they're pressuring lawmakers such as Republican Senator John McCain, who supported limited strikes.
So I want to begin by saying to you that I am unalterably opposed to having a single American boot on the ground in Syria.
And, let him speak.
Despite the very real possibility of legislative defeat, Mr. Obama believes congressional authorization will strengthen his hand, both at home and abroad.
I think we will be more effective and stronger if, in fact, Congress authorizes this action.
Seeking congressional approval also carries political risks for the president, according to Stephen Heidemann at the U.S. Institute of Peace.
But from where we stand right now, it isn't at all clear whether he will prevail in Congress. And if he does not, then I think, this decision to seek congressional approval will turn out to have significant consequences for the president's credibility.
A no vote from Congress could also weaken U.S. diplomatic efforts to resolve the conflict, according to Heidemann.
And if the U.S. loses influence, if people feel they cannot trust the president or that he cannot honor his commitments, it becomes that much harder for the U.S. to use leverage, to use influence with various actors to try to bring this conflict to a close.
President Obama contends that the integrity of the United States and the international community are tied to the decision to strike Syria. That credibility could be damaged by a no vote, says Blaise Michtal at Washington's Bipartisan Policy Center.
I think it would be a blow to the U.S.'s credibility at this point if, after all the pronouncements of red lines and decisions to act, we were now to back down.
Congressional approval of his planned strikes on Syria are widely seen as giving Mr. Obama added legitimacy. So he will take his case to the American public Tuesday in a rare nationally televised evening address. Kent Klein, VOA News, The White House.